Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kimmy, I don't think this is going to be as cut and dry as you think it is.
Maybe not.
Look, there are going to be people who see nothing wrong with the take your dad had here. In fact, your husband in their eyes may be the dick in this situation. Because there are two ways to live life, Tommy.
Yeah.
Believing that everyone should do their job and be happy with their lot. Or believing you need to take extra care of people who take things one step further than they have to.
Oh.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you consider yourself a good tipper?
Yes.
Kimmy, you consider yourself a good tipper?
I think so.
And your husband seems like a good tipper based on this story. But it turns out there is someone we are close to that may not be that guy. Because, Kimmy, your husband went to go see Dead & Company last week.
Yeah.
Went out to Vegas.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, yep.
Oh, and your dad tagged along?
Well, yeah, so my husband, my brother, and my dad, they went out to Vegas for like a long weekend. They were going to do some golfing.
Nothing more fun than a Vegas weekend with your father-in-law.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
little golf trip with the boys.
Yeah.
And there was at one point they were on a course, and long story short, my dad goes, they were wrapped up golfing. My dad's like, I'm going to go run, get the car. I'll pick you guys up at the front door. So my husband and my brother are waiting near the front door. And one of the guys that works at the place, I don't know if like they're like cart guys or something.
Well, there's caddies. There's like, you know, maintenance guys. Guys that run the cart.
Is there like a younger kid, okay, like, you know,
works
that chased him down?
Right.
And he goes, guys, does this wallet belong to you?
Oh.
And my husband opens it up, and it's my dad's wallet. There's his ideas in there. Oof. And he goes, yeah, I don't know if he had dropped it on the course or, like, dropped it off near the cart that they were using. Either way, my dad at some point lost his wallet. And my husband goes, yeah, this is ours. I'll give it back to him. Thank you. And he tips the kid. So my brother goes, hey, let's see how long it takes my dad to notice that his...
They set a tip trap.
What a dick!
No, I love it. This is awesome.
That is a dick move.
That is a tip trap. That is awesome.
So they get all the way back to where they were staying. An hour or two goes by when my dad all of a sudden goes, oh my God, we got to go back to the course. I lost my wallet. So my husband goes, no, we don't. The kid found your wallet. Here it is. And, oh, by the way, you owe me $20 because I tipped the kid $20.
Nice.
Like, kind of joking around.
Yeah.
And my dad goes, wait, you did what? And my husband's like, I tipped the kid. He found your wallet. He saved us, you know, probably hours of
looking for your wallet. That wallet's gone if it's laying around. It's Vegas and people are coming up short.
And my husband was like, thinking like my dad would be so relieved to have his wallet back.
Yeah.
My dad was pissed that they tipped the kid for finding his wallet, because to quote him, well, that's his job.
So your dad says,
my dad says, you don't have to tip the kid. That's his job.
I pay his salary.
Again, you would think you'd be so relieved to have your wallet. That somebody found your wallet, you wouldn't care about the tip.
But that's my generation.
And whether or, my husband wasn't expecting my dad to give him $20 for it. It was the fact that the principle of the thing, the fact that my husband decided to tip this kid for finding his wallet.
All right, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does this kid deserve a tip? Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You would tip this kid?
Oh, yeah.
You would tip this
kid. This kid save me from, man?
I would be so relieved.
On vacation on top of that.
Yes.
I get it, man. The second
you got to fly.
You're right.
You still got things to do if you're on vacation.
You're right. If you just have your ID, your real ID, whatever.
And he's alone, basically. Like, my wife and I share some credit cards and stuff, so at least we got them. But he's just out.
To your point, where are you going to get this stuff right now?
You're right.
So out of luck. You don't have an ID.
Yeah.
And look, I would have tipped the kid, too. However, there may be some arguments made that can be made for not tipping this kid.
Why are you not helping this kid?
Well, look, it starts with the first argument her dad makes. He was just doing his
job. This kid is hustling in the Vegas sun.
Agreed.
At a golf course for nothing.
But here's a counterpoint.
What?
If anything, sprinting towards Kimmy's husband may have saved he and his coworkers the headache. Because if Kimmy's dad comes back looking for the wallet.
Yeah.
One, they have to make sure he's the guy that owns the wallet. Two, they have to go find it when he gets there. And three, God forbid whoever lost the wallet wants to play it off like it was stolen, right? Like her dad, right? Mm-hmm. Now you've got dad to deal with somebody. You took my wallet. You took my wallet. So that kid in running the wallet over, it was a better situation for the kid, her dad getting the wallet back, than her dad getting the wallet back.
Oh, I think it's more on the dad.
Could you imagine? Let's think about your dad.
That kid don't care about that. Image of the course.
Oh, it's not about the image of the course. It's about her dad. Your dad, you told us the other day that your dad will not use websites to contact businesses, that he wants to call them.
He's always looking for a phone number.
He's old
school. Not do email or any other form of communication. He needs to talk to somebody on the phone.
Is it out of the question that if he gets back to that course, his wallet's missing, and he goes, I think you stole it. I'd like to file a police report. I'd like to talk to your manager. And now these kids all day are hung up with some guy from New York. I would argue.
Yeah, so you're saying the kids should not get any tip.
No, I would have tipped him. I'm trying to come down for where Kimmy's dad's coming from. Mm.
But that's not what Kimmy's dad is thinking.
Well, no.
He's not thinking that. Like, okay, you're that's a deep thought. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Didn't sound like that's where his head was at.
Okay.
He just doesn't want to pay. Like, I wonder if he gave, because Kimmy's husband gave the kid a tip.
$20.
For her dad's lost wallet.
Yes.
Did Kimmy's dad give him back the $20?
Kimmy, was your husband reimbursed?
Doesn't sound like you know.
I am actually not sure.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever did.
He didn't.
He may have covered something and said, we'll call it even. I don't know.
Yeah, but that always comes up short, man. Like, a draft beer ain't $20.
Well, actually, in Vegas, it might be.
Yeah, but he goes short.
The second argument her dad may have here to not tip this kid. Look, time and place matters to some people when it comes to tipping. Mm-hmm. Like, you eat and drink at a place 3 times a week, you'd better tip.
Yeah.
If you're face-to-face with those people over and over again, that you don't want to spit in your food, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, your dad was never going back to that golf course ever again. And if he does go back in 3 or 4 years, he's never going to see that kid again.
Yeah, but like, I can get the argument, don't tip him 20. Maybe he thought that was too much, but you can't throw the kid $5.
No, look, I agree with you, but what I'm trying to tell you is. Yeah.
So you say if you don't see that person on a regular basis, and I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say you go to a hotel.
Yep.
And you leave money on the pillow for the maid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're never going to that hotel again.
You're right.
Do you do that?
I do, but I have gotten in several arguments with other hockey parents when it comes up, and they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, yeah, I always tip just from being on the road.
Right.
And there are a lot of people.
I think most don't.
Yes. Because no one knows.
And they don't tip on the last day either. Well, you know, somebody else is going to use the room now.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Even though she's got to pick up all your stank-ass sweaty sheets.
If there's no consequence, there are a lot of people who decide, I'm not tipping here. Right? You don't tip in town, you get a reputation.
Because my wife will go, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot on the pillow there. Buddy.
Oh, so your wife is a Kimmy's dad type?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My wife will always try to talk my tip down.
She's a tip talker?
Yeah, because I leave 5.
Wow. Wait, in a hotel?
Yeah, 5 a day.
Okay. I was going to say, cheap-ass bitch.
No, I put a 5 a day. I put a $5.
Well, I drop on the last day. So, yeah, 5 a day is fine.
But I like to do it. Don't drop on the last day.
Why?
Because I want her to know I'm good.
Oh, I never use the.
But I want the towels and stuff.
No, I never use housekeeping. I just. we stay and then clean up after. No.
Really?
Why wouldn't you not use it?
Because, I don't know.
They clean up for you. They give you a fresh towel.
How dirty do you get in the room? I don't need a fresh towel.
No, I like everything straight. I don't want wet towels on the floor. I got that at home.
You hang it.
Like it's a new room.
No, I'm not hanging. I'm on vacation.
You can't do this, you princess bitch.
No, I want service. I want full service every day. And I will tip.
Okay.
And I don't want to hear about the environment and the sheets and the towels. You're in the sheet and towel business. Wash them.
You use the towel for two seconds.
No, but you know, they go, protect the earth. You know, no.
They got a picture of the turtles
If I didn't care about the earth, I wouldn't have taken a jet here.
252-WCMF. This conversation started. Kimmy, her brother, and her dad went out to Vegas 2 weeks ago.
My husband, my dad.
Yes, my fault. Kimmy's dad leaves his wallet somewhere on the course while they're golfing. He takes off to go get the car. Kid comes running up working for the golf course. He's got her dad's wallet in his hand, gives it to her, Kimmy's husband, and says, is this yours? He realizes it is. Her husband tips the kid $20, doesn't tell dad the wallet's missing.
They want to see how long it would take him to notice.
A few hours later, he figures it out. He gives him the wallet back. He goes, by the way, you owe the kid $20 for the tip.
Yep.
And Kimmy's dad reacted negatively.
Yeah, he said, no, that's his job. They're supposed to do that.
All right, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I think that there's a simple word change that would change this story completely. So whenever you guys start talking about it, I found it kind of weird when you're saying tip, because I almost think of it as a reward for finding something that was lost, whether it's a wallet, an animal, a jacket. Like, I wouldn't think to call it a tip. I would call it a reward, and I think that might have thrown him off less.
Okay. Would your dad have given a reward for finding his wallet?
Oh.
Like if it was somebody that didn't work at the course?
Oh.
Because I guess you would call it a reward if, you know, another golfer or something picked it up, because technically that wouldn't... You wouldn't be tipping that guy.
And
you
he's
would
not doing
just
his
be
job.
Like, hey, thanks. Yeah. Hey, thanks. Here's $20.
All right, Sarah, I think the hang up here is he's just doing his job. That's what his job is at the golf course. That's why he deserves nothing extra.
I mean, he could have looked the other way when he saw a wallet sitting around and been like, they'll come back for it.
He could have kept the wallet. That's the weirdest part
of it. Yeah, he could have just pocketed what was ever in it.
Yeah. Does your dad carry cash?
I think so.
He sounds like a cash guy.
Yeah, he's got a mustache for cash, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, thank you for the call. I mean,
especially if he was golfing, I'm sure he had cash on him.
Would watching a buddy do something like this change how much time you spend with them? Really?
My opinion?
No. Change how much time you spend with them.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So you'd be less likely to hang out with a guy who did what Kimmy's dad
did. There's certain moves guys can do that I'm like, man, what, that's weak.
Okay, you have said on this show, you've defended buddies that have cheated on their wives, that have abandoned their families.
And this is where your line is.
Left their children, and you've spent just as much time with those guys.
Yeah.
But this would be a deal breaker.
There are some moves that I'll watch a guy do when he's out. I'm going, man, that is so weak. It's no class.
But cheating on your wife and abandoning your children? That's class?
It's different. It's just it's different.
Yeah, one is way worse.
I don't throw. I leave their personal lives out of it at that moment. But if you're a short tip, no tip, send the food back, complain about the service guy, ask me what I'm drinking. You don't drink like normal ass drinks. You're just what's wrong with you, man?
You know what the funniest part about my dad is too. If he had found somebody's wallet and returned it and the person didn't act like thankful enough, he would have been so pissed.
Well, I think we all have that in us.
But is he the
like
guy
if that guy didn't offer something or say, hey, thanks, man, you saved me a ton. Like if he didn't give my dad what he felt like he deserved, my dad would be so pissed.
That's my old man too. And they talk about it all day.
Yes.
All day long. What a great guy I am.
It would ruin his vacation.
I'm a good man.
We got a Facebook message coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from John. John says, Kimmy's dad is not the dick here, but I would have tipped. The real dicks here are Kimmy's brothers and Kimmy's husband for not telling him immediately that the wallet was there.
No, that is a great move.
Because, I'm with him.
Hold on. Let's look at the dynamic here.
Okay.
Her brother and her husband go on a golf trip. I'm guessing your dad was an add-on. Now, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I'm guessing he kind of pushed his way into this vacation.
What would we be mean about that statement?
No, I will say, this was usually
my
dad's idea.
This wasn't the first choice.
This was my dad's idea. Like, he wanted people to go golfing with.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he set this up.
Yes. Yeah. This was more him.
But he's also going to be the old man pain in the ass on this trip. He's going to do old man stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to piss you off. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. And if we had done this to you, you'd be losing your mind. Yeah. So maybe glass.
I'm one of the good ones.
What, glass houses, rocks, etc.
You know what my fear would be, though, if I, and my brother may have known this too, if they had given him the wallet while they were still at the course,
yeah,
and they told him that they tipped the kid, he,
no,
he may have had them go back.
No.
I don't know if he would have had them go back and ask for it back, but that would have bothered him more in the moment.
Ask for the money back? You can't ever, that's the worst.
Listen, he's come close a couple times when he realized, like, we accidentally double-tipped somebody once because he tipped and then my mom tipped. He wanted us to go back and straighten it out. My mom was like, absolutely not.
Oh, God,
I am not doing that.
I don't care what the amount is we over-tip.
Yes. No, once you do it, you can't go back and ask for it. And I don't think he would do it, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right, let's wrap it up with this Instagram message from Jacob. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Jacob writes, it's no one's, quote, job to look for stuff that people were stupid enough to lose and leave behind. He could have easily thrown it in the lost and found and call it a day. Her dad is cheap for not tipping and thinking that way. Take that, give his dad from Jacob.
Jacob is not a fan of your father.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not often we see local politicians getting their comeuppance.
Yeah.
But this story has that ending.
Really?
It doesn't, however, change the fact that, once again, a small-town politician from upstate New York has done something corrupt.
Oh.
And as much as this continues to be frustrating, it does make you wonder if any of us we're put in these positions. Are you sure?
Oh.
You'd fly straight and narrow?
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Thomas?
Yeah.
Eric Halstead was elected mayor of the town of Candor, New York.
I have no idea where Candor is.
I'm going to tell you where it is.
Where?
Well, he's been mayor there. He was elected in 2012. Candor is a tiny town in the southern tier.
All right.
And he's been serving a long time. 2012 he was elected.
All right.
He's not the mayor anymore.
Mm.
Halstead was arrested a few months ago.
We get busted.
Yep, after some money from the town went missing.
Mm.
He was stealing cash.
Oh.
And the crime was discovered when a mysterious mayor's discretionary fund was found in the town budget area.
So that was kind of like formed by someone.
I get that impression based on the story.
A mayor's discretionary fund.
But who would have formed the mayor's discretionary fund?
Mm.
Also, there were some strange ATM withdrawals discovered.
Okay.
A law enforcement investigation revealed that between 2017 and 2023, the mayor of Candor, New York, stole $23,000.
Wow.
Although, at random intervals, it does say he put back just over $19,000.
Oh, okay. So he was taking but also kind of replacing?
Kind of, because 19 Not is less it, than 23.
Not all of it, but some of it.
All right.
Long story short, he resigned from his mayor position in July. He pleaded guilty to grand larceny, and in a rare turn of events, this small-town politician done bad is actually being punished.
Yeah.
He's been sentenced to 60 days in jail for his crime.
Is it the town jail?
I don't. Well, no, I think you go. I think town jail is just to hold people.
I thought like 60 days. I thought they just locked you up like in town.
No, because they wouldn't have the facilities. It's not like Mayberry.
Yeah, Otis was in there only on the weekend.
Kimmy doesn't know what that means.
You don't know who Otis is?
Bro, that show was on when you were like five.
It's an icon. Do you know me? Well,
it's not in color.
Do you know Mayberry? When I say Mayberry,
it's an old show. I know it's in an old show.
She doesn't even know the show, bro.
Do you know a famous person that was on that show? We just talked about him this week.
We did? Oh, the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, there you go.
I was whistling the theme of the show.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
He's also been barred, this mayor, from ever running for public office ever again.
Get out of town.
So first
right
off,
over there.
So first off, when is the last time we saw an upstate small-town politician actually get punished for their alleged crime?
Never.
No, especially like behind bars?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It never happened.
No.
And especially, and not like to compare that to the other crimes we've seen, like a different situation, too, where some of the money he had put back already, whereas the other ones were just taken without replacing.
You're right. If we compare it to all the stories we've covered on the show,
it doesn't seem like it's the worst one of the bunch.
Nobody was hurt.
Yeah. He's not acting like a weirdo.
Nobody was threatened. You're right. And he put some money back. So for him to be the one that gets punished the most harshly.
I kind of feel a little bad for him.
How do you feel bad for him?
In general, because the other people got off way lighter.
You're right.
Did worse.
You're still bold enough to do it.
Yeah,
you're
still
bold enough to commit the crime knowing you were doing something wrong.
I mean, look at it this way. This guy threw away 12 years of being the mayor of this town. And when it was all said and done, he collected $4,000 total.
Yeah.
Right? He took 23 grand, he put back 19.
Couldn't have been worth it.
But here's the thing. Even if he kept the 23 grand without putting any money back, for all the years he was mayor, that's less than $2,000 a year on average.
On the side. On the side hustle,
he's going to jail. Mm-hmm. His reputation is toast. He can never run for office again for an extra like $1,800 and change a year.
For a scheme that didn't make you any money.
And everybody knows you because the town's so goddamn small.
And you got to keep living there. You can't move. I would assume this guy's an older cat if he's been mayor since 2012.
Probably. Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing.
He's an old homesteader.
The phone number, 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Yeah.
If you listen to The Break Room on a regular basis, you know this guy is just one of dozens, maybe now over 100, elected officials from small places in upstate New York who have gone afoul of the law that we've talked about.
Right.
And it's really pretty remarkable that there's that many of these stories that exist.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, with that many folks screwing up so badly, does that mean it's impossible for the people that do these jobs to do them without eventually doing something illegal?
So the political machinery corrupts you over time. Like, you come in with the best intentions, but you leave with mud on your face.
All right, let's put it this way. There's that saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah, it goes to your head.
But normally, when you think about that, you think of a king or a president or a Supreme Court justice, not the mayor of a town of like 3,000. Is any elected position enough for you to eventually do something corrupt?
I think so, because you can't. I mean, you have to have a big ego to run for office.
Okay.
I mean, you can't be shy.
Okay.
Right? You got to be full of yourself. And I think that kind of feeds the beast.
Okay, but that's not what I'm saying here. Because I agree with you there. Like, that type of person, sociopathic,
is more corruptible than a quiet man.
I mean, if you put anybody, anybody listening into...
Oh, if I just took somebody off the street and said, you're the mayor.
Random person.
Yeah, I think at some point, we're human beings. I think, it would go to your head a little bit.
Okay, and you would do something corrupt.
I don't know to what degree. Maybe not that, but something, we're human beings, man.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. You're also a piece of crap.
Human being.
With all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
You love saying, everyone would do this, because it gives you an excuse to do crappy things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I mean,
yeah.
I understand that not all politicians do corrupt things, even though we love to like pretend that they do. But with all of these stories we've seen, I am really starting to lean towards
question
the idea.
Everybody.
Yes, that if I, Kimmy, or you, definitely you, were put in one of these positions, that eventually we'd be like, well, nobody's looking over here, or everybody's listening to me when I do this, or nobody's going to roll over on me if they found out I did Z.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And there's no role too big or too small.
Yes. That's a scary thought.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
It all works out, bro.
Explain.
We're still a country, right? We're still a country of laws.
No, what?
Law-abiding citizens.
What?
We make a couple of mistakes, a couple of blemishes.
No, this ain't a couple of mistakes.
It's a pimple on a chin.
Bro, we've done this show for you and I together like 12 years, Kimmy here for 10. We've covered well over 100 of these politicians. There is one a month that we will talk about, small town, upstate New York politician. Mm-hmm. As we speak, the DA's office in Monroe County is making moves to remove the Irondequoit town supervisor from office for allegations of inappropriate conduct with a former employee.
Yeah.
Also, as we speak, the former governor and Andrew Cuomo, who had to resign for similar accusations as the town supervisor.
Hugging the ladies a little too tight.
He's mounting a bid to come become NYC mayor again, right?
I think he's going to get it.
I also think he's going to get
it.
But we learned our lesson, didn't we? So you said. Couple of hiccups. Oh, another hiccup. More hiccups coming on.
I look at men in power, like they're all dirty.
Okay.
To a degree.
Okay.
To a degree.
Why?
They're all dirty.
Why?
Because men are pieces of crap.
No, but it's not just men. We have several women we've covered.
And the ladies and we're finding out the ladies are coming up.
Mayor Lovely Warrenator scandals, Judge Leticia Stasio scandals. We had
that.
We had everything that happened with the actual DA getting pulled over on camera a couple of months
ago. God bless you, gals are coming up. Man, you're getting a little taste of the manpower. It's feeling pretty good, right, ladies? Have a little fun out there. Swishing around in your pantsuits.
I love how
pushing the little guy around.
Let me make a point. We go, no, and you're like, ah! That's your response. Ah! 252 WCMF. We're talking about this man. He was the mayor of Candor, New York. It is a small town in the southern tier. He was arrested after police say he stole over $23,000 between 2017 and 2023. He had been serving as mayor since 2012. This is one of the rare stories we have where a politician's actually punished. He's been sentenced to 60 days in jail, barred from ever running for public office ever again. They do say he gave back $19,000 before they found out.
It sounds like he was almost using it like a checking account, right?
Kind of.
You know, withdrawals, deposits.
But with another one of these stories,
would
we all do something wrong in this position? Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, folks. Well, I spent 46 years working for these kind of people across 9 different states. The premise that eventually they all go corrupt, no, it doesn't work. You said it. Absolute power, you know, corrupts absolutely. And, you know, these people all took oaths of office, and they're not there as their piggy banks. And I think, you know, the percentage of these kind of scoundrels, including, you know, the former mayor of Rochester, as well as our former congressperson over here on the west side, Mr. Collins, you know, they're the exception, not the norm. And I think that, so to speak, the fact that this guy paid back part of his ill-gotten gains still basically says he, you know, he dissed the public he worked for, and he basically gave him the middle finger the whole time he was serving in office.
All
that's not right.
Now, Jay.
So that's got to make you feel better.
It does. It does.
This guy's on the inside.
Makes me feel better. It does. I feel really, really good. But here's the thing.
What?
Jay said he worked for these people. He's part of the system. That's something someone part of the system would say. Man! Part of the machine.
It was that simple, Mr. Duffy. It was that simple.
All right. So, Jay, you're telling me.
Most people are good.
Working in this realm.
You've seen a better side of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hey. You know, not for nothing. You have public, you have a public pension system. You get health care. You get a decent wage. The fact that people dip their hand in the cookie jar and then, like in this guy's case, he basically repays, his ill-gotten gains, still basically says, like I said, he gave the middle finger to the voters and to the people he represents, and then made changes to the budget and/or the audit that still reflect illegality. That's not what the public sector is about.
Okay. Well, you know, he's talking awfully fast and slick, though, man. You hear his voice, man.
Hey, I'm from Jersey. What can I help
you? Ah, dirty son of a bitch! Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Guys, have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, so relax. Well, everybody's not dirty. I think everybody's dirty. He's saying a little dirty.
As soon as he said that everyone's dirty, you stopped listening.
I know, you did.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, look, it is a scary thought.
What's that?
Well, you want to believe that you're a good person. Everybody believes they're a good person, right? And then if you were in a position like this, you'd help people, you'd make things better the way that you see them, not use these spots for personal gain. But I don't know, man. Like, the more stories we see like this, Jay's statement aside, slick talking Jersey son of a bitch, I do wonder, are these politicians bad people? Or is this what happens when you are allowed to make decisions without anyone checking you?
So human nature.
Is that human nature?
I don't know. It's the only words I know.
Big Michael Jackson fan this week. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Hey, Franks, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
I think this happens quite a bit, and people don't find out about it in the private sector, too.
Ooh.
Now, I was president of an organization here in Rochester for about when I first became president, I found out that previous people were taking money out of the kitty, paying for health insurance, but putting it back. Now, you don't do stuff like that if you're in a position of power. It's just bullcrap. You don't do that. That's not right, even though you put it back. I don't care. People give you a trust, and you have to abide by that trust. And that's my opinion.
Okay.
I don't think it's right. It took me a while to straighten things out. I did, and got everything okay.
Oh, big but, Frank came in straight. Whole thing out there. Frank, you're an angel. We're lucky to have you in this douchebag organization. Frankie boy.
You can't have people doing that.
The Benevolent Order of A-Holes. That's right. I'm Frank.
Yeah. Hey, what does that hat look like?
Well, you sit on it.
Hey, Frankie.
You just can't have people doing that.
Great to talk to you, Frankie. Thanks for the call, buddy.
I'm one of the good ones. I'm one of the good old men.
Well, that didn't make me feel better. No. It's actually happening everywhere.
Well, think about back in the day when you couldn't even track this stuff, right? Everything was dealt with cash and receipts. I mean, now you can... You can find out a lot faster.
I don't know, but you may be being naive, right? Like to think that you know, there are things going on that we don't know about.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a politician right now who can hear this show is filling his pockets.
You know what? Jay's his campaign manager. About to see the newest legend in red, white, and blue. But here's what sucks.
What's that?
If you're going to watch the draft tonight and you want to watch who the Bills pick at 30, you're going to have to stay up to like 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
That is... Unless you know a gay.
Yeah.
And everyone listening knows a gay.
You're not going to find deals like this in the newspapers, baby.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, with the NFL draft tonight.
Yeah.
You can watch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you want to hang out with a bunch of like-minded, really cool people.
I want some entertainment.
Oh, I got great news.
I want some chuckles.
Great news for you.
Maybe some chicken wings. Chicken and chuckles.
Well, I'll be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room with Chai tonight.
So there's your chicken. Where's my chuckles?
I'll be there starting at 7 for the WCMF draft party at the Bill Gray's Tavern with Chai. They got specials. You want your chicken? I got your chicken.
I would love some chicken.
Dozen wings for only $12.
Nothing funny about that. That's some serious business.
And how about a beer to wash down all the terrible jokes Tommy tells all morning long? Man. Jetty Light Pints, only $3. The Tap Room, Bill Gray's, Chai Ave. Tonight, I'll see you starting at 7 o'clock for the draft party.
Pat Duffy and no cover charge?
That's right, buddy.
You'll know why.
Okay, so we have learned, Kimmy, the last 3 or 4 weeks that Tommy pays no attention to any draft.
You don't need to.
You do because you're about to tell us.
He did say something yesterday that made me feel like he watched something.
Thank you.
It.
Okay. Thank you.
He dropped a little knowledge bomb where I was like, where'd you hear that?
What I'm doing over here?
Stop that. Tommy?
Yeah.
I have some things I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
And you are going to inform everybody listening as to what the Bills are going to do this weekend. He can't even keep a straight face. All right, Kimmy, let's just do the damn thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy tells it like it is in the break room on WCMF.
Over under.
Over under.
Never gets old. Never gets old. Over under.
Yeah.
One pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight.
So, over one pick?
Over will they pick under? In the first round?
Yes. As we sit right now, the Bills have the 30th pick in the first round. General manager Brandon Bean, He's a maverick.
He's a sharp kid.
He likes to move all over the place.
Yeah.
Get the guy that he wants. And he has no problem moving up, which if he moves up, you're golden for an over. Mm. He also has no problem moving down. And if he moves down, they would probably have to move completely out of the first round.
Okay.
Last year, Bills fans waited all night long. Mm-hmm. All night long.
And what happened?
Only for the Bills to trade back twice and not make their pick in the first round.
Wow.
Right? Tommy, they are three picks away from the second round. And keep in mind, in theory, the higher you draft, the more impact the player will have early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Bills want to ensure that for next season? Or do they have no problem being patient, going backwards, adding picks, and picking a player they think can develop better over under one pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight?
So didn't you have a stat at one point where the
what guys, half a pick, I'm sorry.
The guys that go in the first round, how many busts there are, and the guys that go later end up being better picks?
Statistically,
the first round sucks.
Well, no.
See,
it is better to trade back and have more picks than it is to trade up.
And those guys kind of work out better for you.
Well, you have more picks to...
it's a lottery ticket.
Yeah, but you find more gems.
Yes,
at a cheaper price.
But at the same time, that same study showed that your odds of finding a superstar later in the draft drop exponentially. So you can find good players, but to find great players...
Well, not every year you need a superstar.
You're not going to get a Josh Allen.
Yeah, you're looking to get the job done.
All right, so over under one half a pick in the first
round. Why'd you say that last part?
What?
Where they got it doesn't work.
I'm giving you the information. I mean, look.
You gave me too much information.
I will say this. The Bills, in the last couple of years, have had no problem moving down and being patient to keep their roster, full and cheap. But...
Well, he ain't got any money, right?
Well, but
they do have 10 picks, too. Wow.
They have 10 picks. Tommy, Josh ain't going to be in his prime forever. This might be the year where the Bills decide, hey, we're going all in. We got 10 picks. We're going up and getting somebody. Over, under, one half a pick in the first round for the Bills tonight.
So now you're making me think you got to go early.
Oh, are you an expert? Why don't you tell me what's going to happen?
Then I think I got to go late.
Will you make a damn pick?
No, all right. He goes in the first. Yeah, he makes a pick in the first round.
So you're going over one half a pick tonight.
Yeah.
For the Buffalo Bills.
He jumps.
Okay, was that
so? Jumps early. He snaps.
Was that so hard?
Wait, no, because I was thinking he was going to go later. But
so then take the second round.
No.
No, you know what he's doing? He's hedging his bet here.
No, no, no. My pick is in.
But then I said,
No, my pick is in.
All right, so to be clear.
You guys make it so difficult.
To be clear, you are over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round today.
Yes.
Okay. Over, under. One trade made for a player during the draft tonight.
And
let me explain, stupid.
Jesus, I'm just asking.
No, I already see.
They said there's no stupid question.
God, I hate this bit so much.
I ask a question, I'm stupid.
The NFL draft. Yes, the NFL draft is also a time for teams to move players off their roster for picks. For example, 6 years ago, the Bills traded a first-round pick for wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, gotcha, buddy.
All right, the Bills could use a playmaking wide receiver. They could use an experienced NFL corner.
All right.
They also, as we talked about yesterday at this time, have an unhappy running back in James Cook that has 1 year left on his deal and wants to be paid. Do the Bills go get somebody with NFL experience with a draft pick at some point this weekend? Do the Bills trade James Cook if they get blown away with a package of picks from another team this evening or this weekend? And Tommy, player trade ensures they're getting a player that has a better chance to pan out for the team. However, it costs them more money, and in theory, you have that player for less time. So let me be clear.
This is not them making any
trade, because a trade for picks, that would not count here.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is a trade for an actual
guy,
active NFL player, over under, one half a trade made for a player this weekend by the Bills.
I think Cook is done. Because it sounds like they don't want to pay him.
Okay.
And he doesn't want to be here.
He is under contract for 1 year.
I don't care. You can wipe yourself with that contract.
You look like his busted agent right now.
I would tell the kid to walk.
Yeah, that's why you're his busted agent.
Well, I should run because he's good at that.
But
no,
if he doesn't play, he doesn't get paid.
I understand that, but
Le'Veon Bell did this, and it blew up in his face a couple years.
But it sounds like the kid does not want to be there.
It sounds like
they've got to make a move. They got to start thinking about the future, like you said.
Are you predicting the Bills this weekend are going to trade James Cook?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
You're going to get rid of him.
Well, you're the dumbest person.
They're going to blow his ass out because they're too chintz to pay the kid.
You didn't have to say that. You could have just said over one half a player.
That's how I go, baby.
Okay.
I go big.
So to be
look at his tracksuit.
Shut.
Look at his stripes of these things.
It's the smallest tracksuit I've ever seen. So to be clear,
yeah,
you are over.
Bye-bye, Cooksey.
One half a trade made for a player by the Bills.
And I hope he lights it up.
Okay.
Because I think they're doing this kid wrong over a few million dollars when they throw millions all over the
place. It's a salary cap. It's not like they can just spend freely. It's not Major League Baseball.
They'd love to pay him
it's a salary cap. You sound like any time when you ask a boss for money, I wish I could help you out here. You know, but
how do you not understand how this works?
I would love to pay everybody a good salary.
It's
you
not
know,
a,
but I got a big stadium over here to pay over
it's
here.
It's not a complicated.
And I got yacht payments.
It is not
you know?
A complicated. It's a hard cap. Okay. It's a special Tommy Tells It Like It Is draft edition. Hey, Kimmy, remember when I said you think it'd be fun to do a Tommy Tells It Like It Is for the draft?
Anymore.
No, I'm not having fun at all.
Why? What's wrong?
I
think the tracksuit gives him too much confidence for this.
You nailed it. You hit that.
He thinks he's like a bookie or something. Let me tell you how this really goes.
Now, he looks like every guy that was killed after the Lufthansa heist at Goodfellas. All right, we got three picks. So yeah. We got one more for you, Tommy.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what we got?
A Tommy Tells It Like It Is draft edition. Just to recap real quick, he is over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round. He is over one half a trade made for a player.
Yes, player.
At some point this weekend for the Bills. Your third pick, over under.
Is this the last one?
Yes.
It'll be a good one.
One half a quarterback. Taken by the Bills at some point in the draft.
What the hell do they need a quarterback? You just had player of the goddamn year.
Or also known as MVP?
Whatever, man.
Okay. On the roster right now.
Why would you go get a quarterback?
I'm about to explain.
That would be some fugly quarterback.
Do you not want the information? Because you can just make your pick right now.
Are they taking Johnny Fugly out of Texas Tech? I'm listening.
On the roster right now,
yeah.
The Bills have, obviously, Josh Allen. They have veterans Mitchell Trubisky, Shane Bouchel, and Mike White. But those last three could be cut easy. In fact,
interchangeable.
You got it.
They're bums.
If the Bills were to... No, they're in the NFL.
They're high bum.
If the Bills were to cut Mitch Trubisky, they could save around $2 million against the cap.
All right.
That would be a big deal. I know that if, I'm knocking on wood, Josh goes down, the Bills season is shot. That being said, the reason the Bills have signed veteran quarterbacks ever since Josh has been in the league was for Josh to learn and have someone to ask questions to and bounce ideas off of.
Kind of be like Josh's assistant.
But he don't need it anymore.
Bingo. He's the MVP. Yeah. There was nothing.
He's the guy.
You got it.
Can't talk to him.
If you draft a quarterback at some point this weekend, you have a cheaper option. You have someone that if they pan out, you could trade for higher draft capital. And it's been a while since they've done it. The last time the Bills took a quarterback in the draft, it was Jake Fromm, but that was COVID year. He didn't have time to pan out. They have had this idea before. It would save you money and give you a potential bargaining chip in a couple of years. Over, under, one half a quarterback taken by the Bills in the draft this weekend.
Oh, they got this bullpen of bums. They're not worried about some goddamn kid.
If you have a bullpen of bums, wouldn't you want to improve your bullpen?
I don't think you need it. I think Josh is the guy. He seems to be bulletproof. He's
injury-proof. Oh, my God. Shut up.
Nothing happens
Shut
to this
up.
Kid.
Shut up.
He's like a self-healing organism.
Shut up.
I don't think you need to look at a quarterback, some Tulane douche.
Why are you doing this?
Don't talk about J.P. Lossman that way. Look, man, there are going to be big-name quarterbacks that folks will recognize.
Well, they ain't getting no big name.
Late in the draft. Folks that were supposed to be great college quarterbacks that didn't pan out. Bills love to look for potential. I'm telling you, if you think, as you put it, they have a... I'm going to punch you.
Stella.
Leave my daughter out of this. Over, under, one half quarterback taken.
They ain't taking a goddamn quarterback, son.
All right. To recap again.
So, no. Whatever that pick is.
Shut up.
It's a zilcho.
Tommy is over one half a pick made by the Bills in the first round tonight. Tommy is over one half a trade made with a player by the Bills at some point this weekend during the draft. Tommy is under one half a quarterback taken by the Bills at some point in the draft this weekend. And as we do with all of our Tommy Tells It Like It Is, we will have the actual experts coming in just after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks from the sports bar on 95.7 The Fan. Mike Danger will be in.
Yeah. Who else?
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
He will be in. The gentleman, I'm guessing we'll get a little bit more information, Kimmy.
We'll see.
Because I know that those guys have legitimate players they want the Bills to draft.
They've been paying attention to this longer than we have.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, I love
it. I think we wrapped it all up.
You missed your mark there.
No, new mark this year. I'm changing it up.
Oh, you're making
it up? I was talking to Ryan yesterday because, you know, you got to change it up a little bit. You know, you got to not so fast, buddy. I say a celebrity's going to show up at your little draft party in Green Bay, and he's going to make a scene.
What kind of celebrity are we talking?
A big celebrity.
Tonight, you're saying?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Probably be some celebrities.
No, Bill Gray's.
There is a celebrity at Bill Gray's.
No, they decided to go with no names this week.
Wait, at least they went with somebody whose mouth works. You bitch.
My mouth was working fine last night. Yeah, buddy.
I'm not asking a follow-up question.
Yeah. Oh, I was at Bill Gray's. I had some chicken wings. Very good.
Who's a big celebrity at the draft?
He's going to make a scene.
Okay, what do we got?
Aaron Rodgers is showing up at this draft.
No, he's not showing up at the draft.
That's his house. It's Green Bay. He's looking for work. He is going to show up tonight.
No.
He will be on. You think he's going to make a pick? You think he'll be at the podium?
No, I just said he's going to show up. He's going to be on camera. Maybe not even invited. He's going to make a scene.
He's not going to show up in Green Bay.
They may break out the tasers, but it could get ugly.
So your bonus pick.
Aaron Rodgers makes a scene.
Makes
tonight.
A scene.
He embarrasses himself, runs his mouth. Yeah. You will be talking about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow morning after your little Green Bay party.
Okay.
Okay. You don't understand. This never happens in the NFL.
I don't know why he would go back to a place that...
Like a loose screw? Okay.
If he was retired officially, I would say... Possibly he'd be in Green Bay in some way.
See, that's how a normal person thinks.
But given the fact that right now he's causing all this drama with the NFL teams, say he's probably not going to be honored in any way in Green Bay currently.
Danger and Ryan, after 9 o'clock, to recap these brilliant picks you've made.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Here on a special Tommy Tussle Like It Is Draft Edition on CMF.